countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Welcome back to Countrywide. I'm Ella McSweeney. Well, it's a very big weekend for farm shows across the country, include those happening in Ardrath, Tullamore, West Cork and Boyle. It also includes here in Dublin, because next Wednesday, the 147th Dublin Horse Show begins. It is arguably the most important week of the year for Ireland's horse breeders, professional and amateur riders. And it's also Ireland's largest equestrian event. 100,000 people are expected to attend the five-day show. Well, Bernard Byrne from Glencree in Wicklow and his daughter Alicia have entered three horses, including the King Silver, an Irish draft horse. Bernard explained to Suzanne Campbell why the breed is so special.
Like, they're master's horses for hunting, etc. Fantastic animal to work with as well.
And the Irish draft, it was a kind of a, it pulled a cart, I suppose, oh, its main job.
It done all the farm work, and then it brought the kids in the trap at mass on a Sunday, the whole family, them and the Connemara pony. They worked the lands.
Did this breed go kind of out of fashion for a bit?
It did for a while until they introduced the Irish draft classes. They had to be schooled properly. They have to do their job properly to qualify. Judges ride them prior to the RDS and the whole lot.
So when they're going around the ring, they jump around, they do this lovely flat piece, they get judged. Yeah. Who's going to buy them and for what sort of jobs? What sort of people are coming to Dublin to look at the winners of these classes?
Well, you get a lot of foreign buyers, the Dutch, Germans.
They love the temperament of the Irish draft, and they're being produced to such a high level here now through these kind of performance classes that they've brought in, and it's a really great showcase. Most of these horses would be, well, an awful lot of them would be used in the hunting field, and it's obviously very difficult to get to see that as a buyer, especially if you're coming from abroad. So it's a great showcase in Dublin to be able to see what they can do.
Now, Bernard, tell us about your operation here.
Yeah, I worked in racehorses all my life. From very young, I worked in Seamus McGrath's in Glencairn. I was an apprentice jockey there, and I was a national hunt jockey as well.
And McGrath's, of course, that was a legendary place.
A legend.
So many people went through there, and the McGrath's themselves were huge in racing.
Yeah. At one stage, there was 128 horses there, privately owned horses.
Just owned by them?
Just owned by family, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, they were huge.
You were riding, obviously, as a jockey, and when did you go into breaking and training, producing horses?
We were made redundant in McGrath's in 1983, and from then on I went out on my own, breaking a few.
And thoroughbreds, and then got into anything, the sport horses?
Anything, break everything. They all had the steering wheel and brakes.
Steering wheel and brakes, that's it. This lad here, Alicia, is your daughter, she's a rider. How many times a week has he ridden in the summer season?
Usually about 6 days a week, depending on how busy a weekend he's had.
You're the rider for all the animals here. So there's quite a few heads looking over the doors. How do you fit them all in every day? How many would you ride a day?
I would ride 6 a day, yeah.
Goodness. And then put them in the lorry at the weekend and head off with how many to a show, for example?
Well, what we have is we have Connemaras and horses. So we try not to mix the Connemaras and horses at shows because you end up juggling too many rings and you miss something.
Yeah.
So usually now, well, because we've 3 ponies, so at the moment, maximum 3 ponies going off or 3 horses. You know, it makes it more manageable.
Alicia works as a secondary school teacher, but last October reached a career high in riding, winning at Birmingham's Horse of the Year show, also known as Hoys. The win was her first visit to the show, riding her 24-year-old Connemara pony, Blackwood Fernando, who took the working hunter pony class.
This is probably the top show in England, and it would be on a different level to the shows here.
Yeah.
Hoys was, I suppose, a pipe dream of mine for years, and we said we'd go, and off we went, and he won it, and it was at 24 years of age, so it was his first attempt at it.
And he went to England and he won, and I know this was covered in the papers because it was so unusual that it was an Irish win, an Irish pony, and, I mean, it was extraordinary.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The whole experience was just amazing. Couldn't even describe it. It was unreal.
How did you feel when she was called in first?
Well, just stop. You get me going now.
You're still getting emotional about it. It was that big a thing.
Oh, huge. Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah.
And for you as a producer, it must make all the hard times and the lows, because there are a lot in horses, much more worthwhile.
Yeah, definitely. That was the high, and there's a lot of lows. But when you have a high like that, it's fantastic.
To me, he's absolutely gorgeous. He's your perfect picture book Connemara. But God, that ability. How did you find that out and when did that appear?
I was actually asked to ride him for his owner at the time, Jill Glynn. He wasn't particularly doing well in the jumping and she asked me to ride him. Took a couple of weeks, but once he started, he trusted me. And once he trusted me, that was it. I remember jumping the first course. My mother and Jill were hiding behind a bush because I was actually quite small at the time. I was only 11 or 12.
Goodness.
He was huge to me at that time. Oh, he was terrified of all the fences that we were jumping. He jumped clear and he actually won it. It was an interesting clear round, I might add. But
so you were only 11 or 12. What age are you now?
I'm 28.
You must be really, really close to him. I mean,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All he has to do is give me the look and I know.
What kind of mood he's in?
Yeah.
What mood is he in now?
He's not impressed.
No, his ears are kind of sideways and he's not really...
He says, I was having a nice sleep.
And you guys came
in. And you guys came in and disturbed me.
If someone offered you a lot of money, Bernard, would you sell him?
Not a chance of... No, he'd be going nowhere, no.
He's special.
He's very special.
At 24, Blackwood Fernando is now too old to compete at Dublin, although he has won there 5 times. This coming week, it's now up to their side saddle horse and the 2 Irish drafts in the performance classes on Wednesday. Might it be another successful week for the Burns?
Well, hopefully we're going to win, you know.
Yeah,
that's the intention going in. But if you're in the top 4 in Dublin, you're doing very well. And we would hope to achieve that.
This grey fella, would he top 1 or 2, do you think?
Oh, I hope so.
It'll be his first Dublin. And because of the last 2 years that we've had, he's relatively untested in it.
In a big arena, the crowds.
Yeah, Now, he is very good and he has a great temperament. So I would hope that he would deal with it very well. He's a lovely horse and he rides very well. So you'd have hopes for him. But it'll all be down to what he thinks of the ring in Dublin.
Alicia Byrne from Glencree in Wicklow talking to Suzanne Campbell there with her father Bernard. And best of luck to the Byrnes and all the competitors at next week's Dublin Horse Show in the RDS. And also good luck to everyone heading off to farm shows across the country this weekend. Travel safely.